Hi, welcome to Hindu Business Line podcast. I am Daleep Singh. Today at the NDA at 10 series, we review performance of the defense sector in the last decade. Given that the country for long has been completely import dependent, even for spares and assemblies for its weapon systems and equipment, the defense sector took sizable leap since 2014 in terms of policy intervention, increasing indigenization content to achieve Atmanirbharta, private industries integration into manufacturing, sprouting of startups, exports, and military diplomacy. But that to me only means that the sector has acquired legs. For it to run in global market, another set of defense reforms are urgently required to fix a lot of issues, because we are in an era where time is of premium. Most importantly, the acquisition process has to be simplified and squeezed to reduce long induction time. Also, for India to grow from being the third largest importer to net exporter, it has to invest in R&D, human resource development, and facilitate further ease of doing business. To audit the NDA's performance from 2014 to 2024, we have with us industry veteran and president of Society of Defense Manufacturers, Mr. Rajendra Singh Bhatia. Sir, privileged to have you with us on the podcast. Let's begin our conversation. Sir, how has the NDA government performed in the defense sector in its two consecutive stints from 2014? And what score will you give the government on a scale of 1 to 5?
To really give an answer to your question as to the performance of NDA in the defense sector in the last decade or the two terms, we need to understand the nature of the beast. The defense business is a very different business from any other sector. And if one was to take a look at the progress, you will see that in 2002, the defense procurement procedure was a secret document. And today, when we are formulating the new defense acquisition or procurement procedure, not only that document is transparent and open, but it is a consultative mechanism to formulate that policy. This very much sums up the progress which has been made over the last, I would say, a decade or little extra. As far as the policy is concerned, I think the policy implementation or overhaul is almost complete. If there would be anything which is required on policy front, the government, the bureaucracy, the armed forces are happy to listen and give us the opportunity to discuss and seek changes. I would also say that last 10 years have seen a startup revolution in defense and aerospace. Today, the schemes like IDEX, IDEX Prime, and we are now hearing an enhanced scheme called Aditi, has almost fired up the imagination of millions of youth in this country. We have almost about 1,000 new startups operating in this domain in the last few years. So, if I was to end up giving any points, as you asked me, I would almost give 5 out of 5, or at the least 4.5 out of 5 for the performance of NDA in the last decade.
What do you think has been the game changer in the last 10 years?
To answer your question, what has been the game changer? I think I can probably list 3 or 4 things which would be the real game changer. First, I would say is the export orientation. More than the orientation, the kind of facilitation which has been provided, the kind of focus which has been given, has almost seen 10 to 13 times increase in exports in just the last decade. This is remarkable. From a country which was always named as the largest importer to try and become an exporter with almost 21,000 crores being done, I think it is a landmark change. The second game changer has been the preference for Indian products. The defense acquisition procedure now gives preference to the Indian products, which is Indian designed, developed, manufactured by Indian, or make products which are predominantly to be developed in the country. This is great encouragement for Indian industry to come forward and make a play in the segment of systems, and I would say systems of systems. The third game changer during this decade has been the positive indigenization list. Now, import of many, in fact, most of the equipment is not recommended at all and can only be done if there is a special, I would say, sanction given to it. So this does encourage Indian industry to invest, to design, develop and come forward and make a major play in this segment. And one of the game changers is actually more of the indication of intent of the government was the corporatization of ordnance factories. This recommendation was given in as early as 2006 in Kelkar committee. But this really needed certain amount of will, certain amount of determination to go ahead and do this. And this has already started showing, I would say, great amount of benefits to so-called the units or the factories which have now been formed out of the erstwhile Ordnance Factories Group. So I would like to say that there has been more than one game changer, but they have really brought about a major change in the defense scenario in the country.
Are there any unfinished agenda as well?
In the manufacturing sector, we always say that there's always a scope for improvement, and hence we always go about continuous improvement. Similar thing is true for any sector. One would always have certain items which could be taken up, certain tuning here and there to make the sector more vibrant. This is what we call ye dil mange more. So obviously, there would be a wish list with the industry to ask for some more, I would say, policy changes or certain or other incentives to ensure that the sector is fully optimized and we can actually make a vibrant defense industrial base in the country, which can help our country to become self-reliant. So the key to becoming self-reliant actually lies in giving greater impetus to research and development and technology development in the country. Research and development would generally remain predominantly state function or state funded function. It might be done by DRDO, it might be done by industry, it might be done by DPSUs, but we expect that state would be supporting this. But there is some other segment which is on innovation and on development of breakthrough technology. And this is where we need to give greater impetus to startups in the country to help them financially, to support them, so that they can come out with newer and newer ideas for technology development. And this can help our country leapfrog in the technology spectrum and become self-reliant at a much faster pace. Another thing which is important, to give wings to the research and development, we need to incentivize it. I think we must find ways to incentivize research and development done by the industry in this country. Another area where I think there is some unfinished work would be, we need to cut down the acquisition cycle. The current cycle is very long. It ends up taking anything between 6 to 7 years to realize a program. This has two disadvantages. One is that today, with the rapid change of technology, it may result in technological obsolescence. The second is that the industry does not start the investment cycle knowing that it is going to take a very long time. So this part is actually fully known. There are efforts on to find ways to cut down the acquisition cycle And this would be one of the unfinished agenda, that we should bring this acquisition cycle down to maybe 2 years or maybe 2.5 years. My last point would be that we have aspirations, we have visions, we have goals to achieve. In fact, our Honorable Raksha Mantri laid down the goal of achieving 3 lakh crores of defense production in the country in the next 3 to 4 years. We need to understand that defense is a monopsony, so we will need increase in the capital acquisition to that extent to ensure that industry can come forward and achieve this target.
That's all we have for this edition of podcast. Thank you so much, sir, for sharing your thoughts at our podcast.